This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And so that obviously leads to like the next part of this, right? Which is, okay, now what? All right, we have our issues with Karl Anthony Towns. You heard Gio and BT's. I laid out mine, not as vitriolic, but okay, now what? And to me, the answer is not the sexy answer everybody wants. I am not blowing it up. I am not acting like Cat can't be on my basketball team. I will move him in the right deal. Like, look, let's just talk about Giannis, because that's going to be the thing.
You're already talking about moving Cat.
No. You're asking me?
Yes.
I wouldn't move him for nothing, but right. If I had a chance to get Giannis for him, you'd be an idiot not to. Idiot may be too strong. You'd be foolhardy not to. Is that fair to say?
Well, to at least.
Problem is, it's not going to happen.
To at least consider it.
No, not consider it. If the Bucks called me up, like in a drunken stupor, yeah. And said, hey,
why would they do that?
Well, they're not. And that's the issue with this. Like, Cat's a good player. Cat's a really good player. We know his liabilities. There are teams in the league that would want Karl Anthony Towns right now, 29, about to turn 30, like prime of his career. But he's not getting you Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's just not.
Right.
So my point is, yeah, if I have to use him and it's somehow going to get me Giannis, of course I make that trade. I don't think it's out there because I think if the Bucks are trading Giannis, they're not going to want Karl Anthony Towns. So now you're talking about, well, maybe there's a third team involved. What are you getting for Cat that you're giving to Milwaukee to make that trade work? The point is, we can talk about it. We can go through the different ideas. But I think off the top, it doesn't feel realistic. And it doesn't feel realistic to trade Karl Anthony Towns in a way that doesn't make you worse. And if I'm getting worse, I'm not interested. I would rather try to cover up the deficiencies of Karl Anthony Towns, and he has deficiencies, mm-hmm. then stupidly trade him because I'm emotional.
Right.
And say, well, I just got to get rid of him. I can't win with him. I'll only trade him if I get better. So, yes, would I trade him, Teak? Sure. But if I'm not getting better, I'm not trading him. Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. And the question is this, how terminal is this for Karl Anthony Towns? Is this something that's fixable or addressable or... is it something that's just never going to go away because he's not smart or he's too aloof to be aware in real time in games that matter to play better defensively, more aggressively defensively?
You know what I think the answer to that is? No. I think at this point in his career, I don't think he's ever going to become mm-hmm. like this elite level defender. But I think the way you get around it, and this is not appealing, is you forget how much money he makes and you separate Brunson and Cat. And you try to hide the deficiencies of both players with other guys on your roster. Like, one thing that jumps out at me, he's a four. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't play him at the five.
Yeah.
Like, Mitchell Robinson is still on this team. I can't rely on him to stay healthy, but I'm probably looking this offseason to add another five, another kind of elite-level defender. Now, those are tough to find, but I probably view Karl Anthony Towns now as, I'm going to play him at the four. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Minnesota did last
year. Right.
When they got Rudy Gobert and they ended up in the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
It sort of worked out.
It did work out. It's not a bad strategy. And I think so many people actually called for something like this with the double bigs with the Knicks. All postseason. It's what people wanted to see.
And it's what they ended up doing.
And it's what they ended up doing. Now, it still created a liability issue. But again, this is the first year. And I know Tommy's pushing forward to 2026, but shouldn't we have some patience? Everybody talks about Tom Thibodeau and how every player that comes that's come here to the Knicks has gotten better. And look, I know Josh Hart has taken a step back or a regression or whatever you want to call it this season, especially relative to last season. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can we give it time?
He's coached Cap before, though. So this is not his first year.
Okay, but how old was Cat then?
He was younger.
22.
Right.
It's like he was a baby. And probably very much what Jimmy Butler said he was at that time. But he's a mature man now, making $54 million a year.
And it's only going up every year.
Yeah.
Which is going to make it more difficult as the years go by.
It is, but it's also, I don't know. I don't think that Carl Anthony Towns is a, I make my money, I'm just going to play the way I want to type of player.
No, I just meant building the roster in a cap world in which he's going to end up making $60 million
a
year.
I'm not even talking about rebuilding this roster. I'm just talking about getting the situation, the current roster, better at what they're asked to do.
So that's probably my lean right now. So the way I look at this offseason is, of course you call the Bucks. Let's just start right there. Yeah, you make the phone call.
Right.
I think that the only way Giannis Antetokounmpo comes to the New York Knicks, and I don't think he's going to do this, is if he forces his way here.
Right.
And I don't even think he has the leverage to do it because he's got multiple years left on his contract. So the Bucks could say, too bad. Like, sure, you want that. You don't have the leverage. So my gut tells me, just based on the lack of picks that the Knicks have, because they don't have those from the Bridges trade, that I don't think they've got a package that gets the deal done. But do I make a phone call? Of course you do. You'd make that phone call, right, Tommy?
I'd make the phone call, but let me just remind everybody, Giannis is not a perfect player. He is a liability.
So you don't want him?
I'm just laying out the force.
Do you want him, yes or no?
Yes.
So you're making the phone call?
Because I think he's a great player, but I'm just saying for all those that are complaining about Cat, there are complaints you can make about
100%,
Giannis.
100%. Now, look, he's not a perfect player. I'm just saying you are on board with, you make the phone call, you investigate, it's likely not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't see the Bucks making that deal unless, like you said, Giannis just pulls a power play and the Knicks give the best offer with the Carl Anthony Towns. Otherwise, I don't see the Bucks.
And the reason why I don't buy the power play as much, Teak, is that because Giannis still has multiple years left on his deal, he doesn't really have that kind of power.
No, he doesn't. He can't. What are they going to do? They can just say, okay, no.
You're right. We're going to trade you to San Antonio anyway. I mean, too bad.
Yeah.
So I agree, and I think it's easy. Of course you make the phone call. But after that doesn't happen, I'm not trying to make some kind of crazy aggressive trade. What I'm trying to do, and it's tough because you really only have the mid-level exception and a couple of vet minimum deals to work this, is I'm trying to add to this roster guys who can kind of hide the fact that Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns are weak defenders.
Yep.
Like, I tell you one guy I would add right now. Sean's going to laugh because I have experience with this gentleman, Dennis Schroeder. I'd absolutely add Dennis Schroeder. He'd be a great fit for this team. I'd be intrigued by a guy like Malcolm Brogdon. Now, these are not the sexiest names, but if you're not changing the core, which I wouldn't do unless I'm getting better. Like, I'm not telling you I'd be married to this core, but what's the deal that's out there? That's realistic, not just something you're forcing through on NBA 2K. that you can make that you're like, okay, this works for them, and it makes us better. I don't think it's out there. I think trading for Durant is a huge mistake. He is up there in age. He doesn't defend the way he used to, and he's never healthy. And I'm taking my biases aside, obviously.
Right.
I think you guys would agree with that take, with me being a Net fan or Durant fan. Like, I just don't think at this point in his career it makes a lot of sense.
No, it's a spot-on take. KD doesn't help the Knicks where they need help. He just doesn't.
He doesn't. Not now. Not at his age. You know, I don't know if Devin Booker's going to be traded. Kind of the same thing. Like, I think realistically we're talking about on-the-margins moves. But those are the margins. Moves can make a big difference if you can hide the deficiencies of your best players.
Right. And that's, it's again, all of this is easier said than done, even if you do make the moves, because you still are going to be put in positions where Jalen Brunson and Kat are going to get exposed at times. And so it could be worth nothing if you do it. But you almost have to do something. Right? You have to at least try to get better. This is the whole cliche, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse, because being the same means everybody else got better type of thing.
Yeah.
So the Knicks have to, look, it's not wholesale, and I know a lot of people are going to call up and say, everybody's got to go, this guy's got to go, fire Tibbs, blah, 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 blah. Then you're starting over, and this team is not they're not in the situation where they were so bad they need to start over. They just need to tweak and get and figure out these little deficiencies that show their ugly heads, unfortunately, at the most inappropriate, inopportune times.
Let's go to John in Queens. How are you, John?
Hey, Evan.
What's up, man?
Hey, Evan. How are you guys doing?
All's good.
So, couple of things. One, I agree with a lot of points you guys made today, and I disagree with some. I like the Yankee reference. Let me start on that first. So, one thing about the Yankee reference that I like that compares to 2026 is that you guys mentioned the conference, right?
Right.
The Eastern Conference, and why I agree with Tommy that being optimistic, it's going to be weak next year. Because first, no Tatum on Boston.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be gone. Maybe he comes back the end of the year. Maybe. But Boston is going, they're going to be a bottom team next year. And they're looking to probably break that team up too.
Let's see what they do in the offseason. I'm not ready to say they're a bottom team, but you're right. Jason Tatum's not going to be a factor next year. You have to almost rule him out. He's not playing next year.
If Giannis gets traded and he goes out west, the Bucks are a non-factor.
Right.
So that just knocks out another playoff team right there. I do think the Pistons get better. They have some options that they can possibly do. I think the Pacers are still going to be there. And I also think the Cavs are going to be there. But if you look at those top four teams, the Knicks make the right tweaks, they're going to be right there. They're going to be a top four team, if not top two, next year.
John, they're going to be the favorites. Like, I'm going to make you that prediction. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the favorites in the Eastern Conference before any moves are made. Obviously, major things could change that, but assuming nothing major happens, they're going to be the favorites. And what I say to that is, what the hell does that mean?
Not the Pacers?
No, because the Pacers will get disrespected, just like they got disrespected in this series, in which the Knicks were favorites. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.